Lesson 10. Tokoyo and the Sea Monster. Folk tales are stories passed on from adults to children without ever being written down. Every country has its folk tales, and this one comes from Japan. It is the story of a young pearl diver named Tokoyo. The people of Tokoyo's village made their livelihood diving for pearls. Tokoyo was the youngest of the divers. She could stay underwater longer and collect more oysters than anyone, searching for the one oyster in 1,000 that contained a precious pearl. The sea was like a second home to her, and she swam easily through its depths, cutting oysters from the rocks with her razor-sharp pearling knife. The other pearl divers were all the family Tokoyo had. Her mother had died when she was a baby, and while she was still a child, misfortune struck again. Her father, whose sense of humor had gotten him into trouble before, had made a joke about the fact that the emperor was always sick. Because making fun of the emperor was a crime, Tokoyo's father was banished to the island of Oki, far from the Japanese mainland. To make matters worse, communication between Tokoyo and her father was forbidden. Her friends tried to console the young girl, but they could not lift her spirits. She felt like an orphan, and the house that had once been filled with laughter was now filled with sorrow. Tokoyo's one desire was to see her father. On her 15th birthday, she left her village and set off for Oki. Soon after landing on the island, Tokoyo saw a group of people standing on the edge of a cliff with a girl about her own age who was dressed all in white. People explained to Tokoyo that the evil sea god that made its home in the waters off the island demanded the life of a young girl once a year. They told her that the girl cowering before them had been chosen as the sea god's victim and was about to be thrown into the sea. Then they said that the sea god had also cast a spell on the emperor, causing his many ailments. When she heard this, Tokoyo saw a chance to help her father. She begged people to let her take the girl's place. They began to deliberate among themselves while Tokoyo waited anxiously. Finally, to her great relief, they agreed. Tokoyo walked to the edge of the precipice, took a deep breath, and leaped into the water. She swam deeper and deeper until, at the bottom of the sea, she found herself face to face with the evil sea god. Tokoyo drew her pearling knife, slaying the evil sea god, and thus ending the spell he had cast on the emperor. In an instant, all the emperor's symptoms disappeared. He was delighted to be rid of the doctors who had attended him, and when he learned of Tokoyo's brave deed, he promised the young girl whatever she wanted. As a result of Tokoyo's wish, her father regained his freedom and was happily reunited with his daughter.